I'm excited about that, aren't you? I mean, it's really good to be here. And turn with me tonight to the book of Exodus, chapter 6. Exodus, chapter 6. We're going to preach to you here for a few minutes. And I sure would like to help somebody. I appreciate the invitation. And Brother Salen giving us an opportunity to come. I apologize that my wife couldn't be here. I'm sorry. I apologize, my family, the rest of my family couldn't be here. They wanted to come, but my wife's just sick, and she's probably contagious with the flu or something, and she's on antibiotic, but I just don't want to see a bunch of people get sick. So she just did not feel good, and our little girl's coughing and a snotting and a hacking. It's just, they just needed to rest, so they stayed home, but hopefully next time you see us, she'll be with me. I miss her when she's not here. She's one of my, she thinks I'm one of her favorite preachers. So if no one else likes me, I know I got her. Glory to God, I like it. So I'll try not to read too lengthy tonight, but I come with a burden on my heart to preach to somebody tonight, and I want to obey the Lord, and I want you to obey the Lord tonight. Exodus chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Bible says, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Verse 6, Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord." And the church said, amen. Amen. You may be seated there, and I think I'm just going to leave off there reading tonight. And you might want to leave your Bibles open, because we're going to be looking at a few things that I felt like the Lord laid upon my heart. But for a few moments, I want to try to preach on you tonight. I want to preach to you, I am, I will be still. Amen. I am, I will be still. Amen. We begin with the book of Exodus. And, you know, all of us are Bible readers. We should be. And I hope you read your Bible. I encourage all my friends to be daily Bible readers. And you ought to. Amen. This is the bread of life, is it not? Amen. So we study the Word, and you'll find out when you read the book of Exodus. It begins with the death of Joshua. We see where the children of Israel are now going into bondage under the hand of Pharaoh. And the scripture reads on. It's just a little bit of a history lesson here. But you get to Exodus chapter 2. There's the birth of Moses. And very quickly, there's a speeding up of time. It goes from his birth, and it begins to go up to the time he gets married, and goes right into that. And he has sons, and he settles there in the land. Then we come to chapter 3. We come to chapter 3 there, and Moses begins to receive a call from the Lord. Amen? Moses sees a fiery burning bush, consumed with fire, but it is not burned. There God begins to talk to Moses.
There God begins to deal with Moses, and there he receives his calling at the burning bush. Can I get a water possible, brother? Excuse me. So Moses receives his calling, and there in the same chapter, God begins to reveal to Moses the conquest of what he plans on doing with the children of Israel. God's will is to bring them up out of the bondage, to release them out of the hand of Pharaoh, to bring them into the land of Canaan. And then God has chosen Israel to be his people. And so the Lord begins to deal with Moses. Moses picks up Aaron as a sidekick. Aaron's going to be Moses' mouthpiece. God begins to work and to move and weave throughout these scriptures a plan. God begins to move and to work on Moses and begin to explain to Moses the very will and the very heart of God. Amen? So then we get really close here. We come to chapter 5 of Aaron and Moses. They go in, they talk to Pharaoh. Amen? But things didn't get better. They go tell Pharaoh the word of the Lord. And Pharaoh just made things a lot harder on the children of Israel. And they begin to cry to Moses, why in the world? Amen? You say God's going to deliver us. But look at all the trouble that has now befallen us. And so Moses goes back to the Lord and said, Lord, you told me you're going to use me to deliver the children of Israel. You gave me your word, but yet I go to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh hardens his heart. Pharaoh don't want to listen to what I got to say. And what am I going to do, Lord? Moses didn't have an answer. But then we come to chapter 6. Amen. And here's our text tonight. Amen. The Lord speaks to Moses. He said, Moses, now you're going to see what I'm going to do unto Pharaoh. Amen. You are going to see, amen, a side of me that no one's ever seen, Pharaoh. Amen. Moses is about to experience something, amen, that they've never experienced before. Amen. So what are the things out of all this that I see? Amen. When God begins to deal with Moses and God begins to deal with the children of Israel. Amen. One thing that God does, he seeks, number one, he wants to establish, amen, his identity as a father and as a God. Amen. He seeks for them to understand if they're ever going to get anywhere with God, if they're ever going to trust God. Number one, they got to know who he is. Amen. They got to understand, amen, that he's not just another man. Amen. That he's not just another title. Amen. That God's more than just flesh and blood. Amen. But they're serving a God who sits on the throne. His name is God Almighty. And I'm telling you tonight, if we are to be God's people, number one, we got to understand we are serving a God who is our God. Amen. We got to understand God has sought to establish his identity to the children of Israel. Now look at these scriptures for a few moments. Chapter 6, verse 1. Amen. He says, right, now you're going to see. Now I want you to skip on down. Amen. Really, verse 2. And God spake unto Moses and said, I am the Lord. Amen. You come down to chapter 6, verse 6. Amen. Again in verse 6. He says, I am the Lord. Amen. Again in verse 7. I am the Lord. And again, finally in verse 8. I am the Lord. Amen. He's trying to get Moses to understand. He's trying to get the people to understand. I am the Lord. You got to understand who I am. You got to trust me in who I am. Oh, glory to God. And one thing we must understand tonight. Amen. God is God. Amen. And I want you, it doesn't matter what kind of trouble you go through. It doesn't matter what kind of trial that you're facing tonight. It doesn't take away the fact. Amen. That God is God. Amen. It doesn't take away the fact, amen, that he sits up high and he looks down low, and then tonight, understand God is God. Amen. Amen. He said, I am the Lord. And now I thought it was interesting in verse 3. God told Moses, I appeared unto Abraham, I've appeared unto Isaac and unto Jacob, and I've appeared unto them by the name of God Almighty. What's that mean there? He says, God Almighty is El Shaddai. It means God all sufficient. That's what it means. And up to this point, they understood that. Amen. When God called Abraham out, he said, I want you to walk by faith, and I'm going to supply your needs. So everywhere Abraham went, God was all sufficient for him. Amen. When Isaac came along, God took right up with Isaac and was all sufficient and met all their needs. When Jacob came along, God revealed himself unto Jacob and let Jacob know, I'm all sufficient. I am God Almighty. Amen. But I want you to know something. God's more than just all sufficient. Amen. He said, I was known by God Almighty. Amen. But they was not known me by the name Jehovah. And there is a difference. Amen. The name Jehovah. And I want you to get this. It means He is. Glory to God. It's the same as saying I am. The name is a pledge that he who bears it will fulfill all his promises. I want you to understand tonight. Yes, God can promise you something. Amen. But it's another thing to have it fulfilled. And God told Moses, let the children of Israel know. I know what they're at. I know where they've been. And I said, I'm going to bring them out. And I'm going to do it. Hey, man. God said, I'm going to bring them out. Hey, amen. They're going to know me by the name Jehovah. They're going to find out that I am what I say I am. I will show you I am what my name means. That's what he's saying. I am God Jehovah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. It denotes his self-existence. It denotes his independence. It denotes his immutability and his infinite fullness of a divine being. Amen. That's what God is. He's self-sufficient. He's self-existent. He's immutable, which means he changes not. Oh, glory to God. He is a God. And I want you to understand, the same God that Moses smelt, it's the same God that we're serving tonight. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, I want you to understand, it doesn't matter where you at. Amen. God is God. I said God is God. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. And he'll meet you right where you're at. Woo! Glory to God. That was interesting up till now. God had always dealt with man on an individual level. Abraham, Isaac, Noah, Jacob. They've always known God as an individual man. But here at the beginning of the book of Exodus, God accelerates this. He upgrades it. Amen. Not only is he dealing with Moses, but now God deals with a multitude. Amen. He's dealing with families, men, women, children, mom and dads, people of all different ages. Amen. People of all different sizes and shapes, for a better word of it. Amen. But God is dealing with a multitude. You know what that tells me? God is more than just a God of a man. You hear me? God is a God of a multitude. He can meet each and every need at one time. It's not just for you and for you and for you, but it's for everybody. Amen. God can meet every need in everybody's lives at every moment, whenever he decides to do it. And I want you to understand, I don't know what mountain you're facing. I don't know what you're going through tonight. But I want you to understand, where's the God Almighty that knows where you're at, and he can meet your need. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. He's God Almighty. He's God Jehovah. Amen. You know, every time you read in italics there, you ever seen those little capital words, Lord, L-O-R-D, in small case capital? Every time you read that, that's God Jehovah. That's what that word Lord means there. God Jehovah. Amen. That means I can
perform that promise. I want you to understand tonight, God knows where you're at. Amen. And I don't know who I come to preach to. Amen. But the children of Israel had to grasp an understanding for what they were about to go through, for what they were about to face, for all the troubles they were under by the hand of Pharaoh. I'm telling you, it's going to take God to get out of that mess. And I want you to understand, I don't know where none of you are at tonight. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you're into. But I want you to understand, sometimes we get in situations and we don't know what to do. Why? I believe God lets us get in them. Amen. To show us. It's going to take an act of God. It's going to take a move of God. The banker can't fix it. The doctor can't fix it. Amen. But God, He can fix it. Amen. Amen. So number one, God sought to establish His identity. Amen. He wanted them to see, I am the Lord. Number two, I thought it was interesting here. God also sought, He wanted these children of Israel to see that God had an ability. Not only did He seek to establish His identity, but He sought to establish His ability. Hey man, I thought it was interesting. You can read it and you can mark it right here in your scripture. Hey man, 7 times the Lord speaks to the children of Israel between verse 6, 7, and 8. He says, wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. Notice He said, I will bring you out from under the burdens. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. I will take you to be my people. I will be to you a God. Oh, glory to God. Verse 8. And I will bring you into the land. And I will give it to you for a heritage. Amen. Not only did God say He can, but He said I will. I am God and I am able. And I want you to understand tonight, not only is He God in your life, but He's a God that is able. And then to do whatsoever that He wants to do in your life. Hey, man. And number 7. I like it. 7 times. What's 7 mean? Ain't that the number of perfection? Ain't 7 God's number? The number of perfection. Amen. That tells me God's perfect. And everything He does, brother, is perfect. Everything He does, everything He says, I'm telling you, you can't find no fault in God Almighty. And He wanted the children of Israel to understand, I will. I've got an ability, for I am God. And some of you have been too busy looking at the mountain, looking at the problems, and you stop looking at God. I want you to understand. Get your eyes back on the Master. Realize God's able. And He will. I said He will do it for you. Amen. God will. Amen. Not only is His identity perfect, but every action He performed is perfect. That's why you need to get your hands out of the mess that you're in. You ever get in a trouble? You ever get in a situation and you try to fix it? What normally happens? We make it more of a mess than what it was in the beginning. Huh? Oh, yeah. Tell a lie, then tell another lie to try to fix that lie. Next thing you know, you're in knee deep in a bunch of lies. Hey, man, how are you going to get out of that mess? Huh? Should have never lied in the first place. First of all, glory to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. But even if you don't lie, sometimes we try our best because we think we're able. We think we're able, brother. We say we can fix this mess we're in. It ain't over my head. I can dig myself out. I can fix this. I can overcome this. And the next thing we know, amen, we dug a ditch. Amen. And we can't get out. And we're in over our head. And we make a mess of things. Amen. And it's not perfect, and it's not right. Amen. I want you to understand. That's where you got to learn to trust God and realize His ways is perfect. His thoughts are high above our thoughts, and His ways are higher than ours. You may not know how to fix it. Amen. But don't worry. There's a God that is able. He knows exactly what to do in your life tonight. Amen. And He'll do it perfectly. He won't make a wreck of things. He won't make a mess of things. He'll do it right. Amen. I thought it's interesting when you look in these verses and God's ability and what He said He was going to do. Let me read it to you. Amen. It says, I will take you from a people. Amen. That's deliverance. And I'll be to you a God. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He said, I'll rid you out of the bondage. I will redeem you. So not only is there a promise of deliverance, there's a promise of redemption. Not only is there a promise of redemption, amen, but divine leadership is next in line. He said, I'm going to take you unto a people, and I'm going to be your God, and I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to lead you by the hand. There's divine leadership instituted right there. And not only is there divine leadership instituted, but He said, I'm going to bring you into the land. And I promised your fathers. He's got a promise, amen, of a future destination, a better place. I want you to understand tonight, that's God's will for every man. Amen, to bring him out of bondage. Amen, to bring him into redemption. Amen, to give him divine leadership until they make it into their home in heaven. And all glory to God. I want you to understand tonight, there's a God, and He is able to deliver you. He is able to set you free. He is able to move mountains.
Amen. Amen. He establishes His ability. And really, I thought it was interesting. When Moses first went there, he tried to talk to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh gave him the shaft, didn't he? Children of Israel come back. They said, they're not even bringing us any straw anymore. We've got to go get our own straw. We've got to keep up the same pace. Man, things are worse. Moses didn't know what to do. But after God spoke to him in chapter 6, amen, he told the children of Israel. They still didn't believe. But then God took Moses, and what did He do? He took him back to Pharaoh time after time after time. And even though Pharaoh hardened his heart, and even though Pharaoh would not listen, amen, between Moses, God, and a rod, amen, God performed miracles. Amen, God turned the water into blood. He sent the plague of the locusts. He sent the plague of the frogs. I'm telling you, it got so bad what happened. Finally, Pharaoh decided to let the children of Israel go. And I wonder what they were thinking at this point in time. Amen. Is this really God? Is this really going to happen? Amen. I thought we was going to be delivered a long time ago. But here we still sit in bondage. Oh, my friend. But Pharaoh said, get up and let's go. Amen. And they march on out of Egypt. God is bringing deliverance. Amen. But what happens next? Amen. Here they come. And they come before Red Sea. Oh, yes, they do. And they look at the Red Sea, and they wonder what in the world they're going to do. They look back at all they see is Pharaoh's army. Amen. And they begin to murmur and complain again unto Moses. Amen. But what does Moses do? He said, stand still. Amen. He's got an answer now because he knows, amen, that God is able. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. That sounds to me like a man knows what he's talking about.
Amen.
At the first, Moses didn't know what to say. Went back to the Lord. God, why'd you send me? These people complain I didn't do nothing. But Moses said, now you're going to see. Now you're going to see God Jehovah at work. Amen. So next time, amen, you see the enemy on your trail. And you look forward, and you haven't seen, amen, the gale of God's hair up against the Red Sea. Amen, don't worry.
Amen. God ain't gonna fail. Amen. You hear me? Next time you look back and you see the enemy on your trail. Amen. And the gale has to begin to blow. Don't worry. God ain't gonna fail. Amen. They didn't know what to do. But Moses knew what to do. He said, oh, stand still and let God have his way. And God said, stretch out that rod. And the Lord stretched it out. Amen. And he made a way where there was no way. Amen. And they walked across on dry land. I'm telling you, you may not understand where you're at tonight. You may not be able to see deliverance. Amen. But stand still. Wait on God. He's going to show up after a while. Amen. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Somebody say amen. Well, glory. Amen. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. You need to get a hold of that tonight. You need to get a hold of that tonight. You need to take that home with you. Amen. You need to get a hold of that. Amen. God, you know this. I know you know this. But sometimes we have to be reminded. Sometimes we forget how great of a God is that we're serving. We forget. And our problems get so big. Oh, my friend, you're standing so close in front of the tree, you can't see what else is going on around about you. Amen. You got to back up. And you got to look at God. And realize He's bigger than all your problems. He's bigger than all your disappointments. He's bigger than all your upsets. Amen. God can take every single one of them. And if you just wait on Him and let God have His way, He'll move it when it's time for it to be moved. Amen. I'm coming to a close quickly. So number one, God sought to establish His identity to the children of Israel. Number two, He sought to establish His ability. He wanted to see that I am and I will. Glory to God. But in the end, I thought it was interesting. When it was all said and done, and here's what I want you to look at, chapter 15, Exodus chapter 15. I want you to look at this now, amen, the end, and the end of it all. When they got across the Red Sea, and God had delivered them, and they looked back and they saw the mighty hand of God, I want you to look at verse 15. This is the end, and they sought to answer the Lord. And the Bible says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song, who? Unto the Lord. Oh, glory, that means they recognize Him. And they spake and they said, I will sing unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. And He is become my salvation. And He is my God. And I will prepare Him a habitation. Oh Lord, He is my Father's God. And I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. I'm telling you, amen, they sought to answer God. They gave Him praise. They gave Him glory. They found out He's a God and is able. Amen. Found He's a God. Life that God's able. Glory to God. Oh. And found out He's a God that was able. God said He was going to do it. They didn't believe it. Amen. But before it was over, amen, it had happened. Amen. And what'd they do? Amen. What did they do? Amen. Miriam and the prophets and the sisters of Aaron, they took a timbrel in their hand, and all the women went out after with timbrels and with dancers, and they answered them, sing ye unto the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. I want you to understand, amen, victory was at hand. Amen, somebody, amen, tonight ought to realize that God is God, and God don't ever change. And if you hold on after a while, He's going to bring deliverance, and then He's going to open the Red Sea. He's going to make a way, and you're going to sing after a while. You're going to dance after a while. Amen. You're going to praise God after after a while. Somebody say amen. Oh, stand with me tonight. Lift your hands to heaven. Amen. Let's glorify God. For He's worthy to be praised. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm making a mess up here. Glory to God. Hey, amen. You can sing what you want to sing, y'all. I'm not much of a singer. But I tell you, I had that song on my mind tonight. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God when the lightning flashes. Huh? He's God when the thunder roars. Amen. He's God way up in heaven. I don't know the rest of it. Amen. But I do know that God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. Amen. He's God. No matter where you're at tonight, amen, and He's a God that's able. And I don't know who this is for, and I don't know what you're going through tonight. Amen, but I felt like telling somebody, amen, don't forget God. He said, I am, and I will, and He's able. You ought to step out of that pew right now and get to this altar and say, God, have Your way and show me Thy glory. Right now, who will step out? Who will come to this altar? Amen. And trust God tonight. Right now, step out. Come to this altar. Believe that God's able to meet the needs of your life. Would you come pray? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Come up here, church. Let's pray. Amen. I don't know how you normally do it. Amen. But someone needs to trust God tonight. Come on.
He's God when the thunder rolls. He's God way up in heaven, and He's God down in my soul. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God in the middle of the ocean. God in the middle of the sea. He's God all over creation. He's sure been God to me. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God.
Somebody trust God tonight. Somebody believe God tonight. He is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. Believe Him tonight. Trust Him tonight.
Well, He's God on the platform. He's God at the door. He's God in the amen corner. He's God all over the floor. I know God is God. Well, God don't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. Well, He's God in the Father, God in the Son, God in the Holy Ghost, God of three in one. I know God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. He's God when the lightning flashes, God when the thunder rolls, God way up in heaven, God down in my soul. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God in the middle of the ocean, God in the middle of the sea, God all over creation, God all over me. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. Some don't believe in the Father. Some don't believe in the Son. Some don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Baptized speaking in tongues, but I know God is God.
Amen.
God don't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. Yes, I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. Baptized speaking in tongues. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God.
Amen.
The lame man had sat outside the gate, begging alms of those entered in. Peter and John, they came upon him, lame man expecting from them. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such I have, I'll give unto thee." Then the Spirit touched the lame man, and he leaped to his feet. He cried, "Look what He's done for me. Why don't you look what the Lord has done? Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the
same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done."
Now I was bound by the chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope, no peace of mind. Though my sins were red as scarlet, He washed them white as snow. And He opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul does rejoice, since I made it my choice. I've got joy and peace, everything that I need. My name's been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can't you see just what He's done for me? Well, He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord. I was bound by the chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope, no peace of mind. Though my sins were red as scarlet, He washed them white as snow. just what He's done for me. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Tell you what, I was outstanding good preaching tonight. That's what we need. We need to be reminded, Brother Allen, that God's still God. No matter what we face, God's still God. I enjoyed the service. I enjoyed Brother Allen getting in like that and exhorting on and preaching like he did. I really, really enjoyed that. I like when men get in the Word. Take the Word of God and give me food, because that is what we need tonight. And I appreciate you, Brother Kevin. I appreciate you taking the time coming from Middletown to preach to us tonight. And we're glad to have his mom and dad with us. Brother Adam, say something for the Lord while you're here. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. He said he was going to give the devil a black eye. I believe he already did. Already did. The Bible said you're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You already overcome, brother, by standing to your feet in the middle of adversary and say, my Redeemer liveth. And I've got power over you, devil.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm glad of people that are rising the occasion, even though their back's to the wall,
right.
Say, I'm going to praise God anyway. I'm a coming out of this. I'm going to serve you, Lord. Brother, victory's ahead for you. Amen. God will shine on those that's going to testify to Him. He said, testify me, and I'll be there for you. He'll bless you, brother. That's the Word of God.
Yeah. Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Woo! Glory!
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got a right to shout. You got a right to praise God. Devil ain't got nothing. Only what God gives him.
Woo! Glory!
The trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yeah.
Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope needeth not to be ashamed. Brother, don't turn your back on God.
Come on.
Stand your ground. You know what? If it'd been a lot of us, we lost our job. We'd be hanging our head. We'd be saying, oh me and oh my. But you know what God's a sin? I see a child of God that says, I will not leave you alone. I'm with you always,
Hello.
Even to the end. I am Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nisa. You're Jehovah Shalom. I'll be there. God is my provider. God is my peace. God is my Jehovah Shaniah. God is!
Glory!
Woo! Woo! Brother Allen, I needed that. I needed that.
Yeah.
You know, there's times, Brother Kelly, I like to see people rise up. You know, I know we've got loads. I know we're carrying burdens. But you know where God gets glory? Is when you come out of that valley with a hand raised up.
Glory.
Say, God, I know you're able. God, I know you're going to bring us out. I want to serve Him in the good times. I want to serve Him in the bad times. I want to be faithful to God. Did not the Bible say, if you'll be faithful to me, I'll be faithful to you? The Bible said in the book of Galatians and the book of Ephesians, God who is faithful not to tempt you above that you are able, but with every temptation make a way for your escape. There's a way out, and it's by the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my way out. He's my opportunity. He is my door of hope. He is my refuge. He is my peace. Woo! Glory! Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Woo! Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As a young boy, they'd sing that song to the rafters rung. They'd sing that song, Brother Allen. I'm tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound too long. I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to walk on you, devil. It's time for me to walk on you. Them old time songs brought deliverance. Those old time songs brought joy to your heart. Because you were singing, you meant what you sung, and you sung what you meant. Brother Allen, if we're not careful, we spend more time entertaining than we do worshiping. Amen. I'm not worrying about how pretty you sing. I'm not worrying about how eloquent you can read the scripture. I need that Holy Ghost to come by and shake us and move us. Oh, hallelujah. God, give us that stirring. Give us that peace and hope in our heart. Woo! Young people, it's time to take it back. Take back what the devil took. Go back and get it. The devil said you'll never sing like you used to. Devil said you'll never shout like you used to. Devil said you went back, you can't get it like you had it. I'm here to tell you, God's word said, amen, he's married to the backslider. When he said there to Haggai, amen, I came 7 times to Israel. But Israel said no. But he said, I love them because I'm married to them. And I'm going to keep coming. And I'm going to keep asking them. And I'm going to keep begging them. Come on to me. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. Woo! Glory! Glory! Bless my brother, Lord. Bless my sister, Lord. Bless those, God, that's blessable.